check. Jeff Bennington presents the Writing Bombcast. Monday, June 4th, 2012. When Way Publishers Create a Bestseller. If you have ever wondered how a new author can suddenly emerge and become an international smash, you're not alone. I meet many authors, and in doing so, I learn more about the publishing world all the time. In one conversation I had with a writer friend, I asked how it is that a new author suddenly becomes a bestseller when no one had ever heard about him or her before. How can they release a new book and hit the New York Times or USA Today's bestseller list so quickly? Have you ever wondered how many copies it takes to become a bestseller? If you have ever asked yourself those questions, you may be surprised at the answer. And it's important to understand how critical the title bestseller really is. When that title is attached to an author, he or she receives instant credibility and can use it as a sales tool. Note, this post is not meant to take away from the years best-selling authors spend honing their craft. This post is only meant to analyze a marketing method used by publishers so that indie authors can utilize it, and, funny thing is, it works. And here's how that happens. Sometimes. Having a killer story helps a little, too. In the Indie Author's Guide to the Universe, I teach how to use marketing layering. This is the process of adding multiple layers of ads and marketing buzz within a short period of time to generate sufficient sales with the sole purpose of raising your ranking into a top 100 category and even an overall Amazon top 100 ranking. This can work when you schedule promotions across the internet using as many non-static ad spots as you can, on or near the same day. Why? Attention creates more attention, especially with an awesome cover. My friend revealed that this is exactly how publishers create bestsellers. They form a major national, international ad campaign that focuses on a single day or week. They do this because bestseller lists are calculated on a daily and weekly basis. They know that if the author can sell more books than most on a specific day, they will become an instant bestseller. It doesn't matter if the book sells 10,000 or as little as 3,000 copies. The sales total is relative. What matters is that it sells more than most. The problem, however, with print sales in brick-and-mortar stores is that most print books live out their lifespan in the course of the first 3 months. So a book can hit the bestseller list and quickly die, but still be called a bestseller. But oftentimes, a book that hits the bestseller list can extend its short life simply because of the notoriety it received from getting on the list. The same is true for indie authors, sometimes. If you hit the Amazon Top 100, you can stay for weeks or days. So what's the point? The point is, learn from publishers. They've been around for a while. They know what they're doing, and they know how to make a profit. Let's not get into what they do wrong. I'm not going there. That's another conversation. But if you want to learn how to create a bestseller, assuming your book is a well-written story, learn to master marketing layering. Building an ad campaign with stacks and stacks of promotion across the internet, blogosphere, and book sites. Another friend of mine who used to manage bookstores told me that running joke in the book industry was, a bestseller is a book that sells one book a day. One book isn't much. I'd like to sell more, and I bet you would too. You may not become a bestseller, but at least you might sell more and garner the attention your book deserves. Of course, books sell books, and the more you publish, the greater attention you'll get. Keep writing. That is always your best marketing plan. And don't forget, publishing success is about luck and so many other points. I can't mention them all in one post. This is just one way of helping your promotion become more effective, not a guarantee to bestsellerdom. What do you think? I'd love to hear where you are marketing your book or books. You may not create buzz by posting at just one site. But if we as a group can share what sites we use, perhaps we can create a large list that can collectively boost all of our sales. I'm putting together a list of effective marketing sites in my author resources page. Take a second if you can, and post a comment and share your thoughts. P.S. Try listening to this post with the audio gadget at the top.